Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
DBJ is always nervous about some of the calls because he senses there might be danger. But all those were good ones. We gave him three good ones. We didn't overload him. Three good ones. I think he can get them all three in, and we'll have a good week of calls from DBJ and Joe Zagacki. So looking forward to that. Rob Pizzola is going to join us this hour. You know what else I want to do, Jimmy? I want to give away the Twin Peaks gift card at the end of this segment, if you'll remind me. I don't want to keep waiting till the 5 o'clock hour every day. So we have a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks every day this week. And I'm going to give it away this hour, probably this segment, if we all remember by the time the segment is over. But I want to jump into headlines because I want to have enough time with Rob Pizzola, because we always end up going along with him. We just went along with DBJ. I do want to remind you one time, though, that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and you want to see them, grab a chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see this legendary band at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Prize includes, by the way, tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and two-night hotel stay, so you can enter right now at WQAM.com. That would be a great prize. It's a national contest. Maybe you'll be the winner. You just got to go to WQAM.com. to get started. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
All right, guys, there is some sports headed your way later tonight. We do have the Dolphins playing Sunday, but tonight in the NFL, Thursday Night Football, Bengals host the Steelers
Bengals
at 8:15.
The Bengals fan.
Bingo, bango.
Bango, bango. Oh, yeah. Love bingo, bango. Bangos.
So.
B-A-N-G-O. Bango.
Bango was his name.
So, Crowder, I have two NBA news updates for you.
What you got?
First of all, your buddy Malcolm Brogdon, after 9 NBA seasons, has decided to retire.
He was too good.
Too good.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
Kobe Fleener. You really attached your wagon to some horses.
Hey, man, Bogdan Fleener, why know how to pick him? I'm Chris Greer.
Chris Greer's listening somewhere going, huh, Bogdan Fleener. I myself.
We were that close from getting Fleener.
And your boy, Spencer Dinwiddie, he was signed by the Charlotte Hornets back in June. And today, according to Shams Charania, they have waived him. So his one-year contract is being waived. They have to release his guaranteed salary ahead of the season opener next week. Spencer Dinwiddie, you will not be able to lose any money on him as of right now. I'm sure he'll be picked up by someone.
Oh, I will by the time the season's underway.
I think that was one of the my biggest bets of all time.
I think Dinwiddie over?
I bet a Dinwiddie over for like 250. I don't bet that kind of money. But it was.
I don't bet that kind of money either, except this week, Western Kentucky.
I was like, it's a lock, Dinwiddie. I don't think he didn't dribble the ball. Every time he caught, he passed it. I said, you bastard.
You lost a lot of money?
All the money.
Did you, Hawk? You lost a lot of money?
Money. I'm going to win it back on the Bengals, though.
Gentlemen, I saw this in The Athletic this morning. They have some sort of system that projects the upcoming NFL draft order. And according to that system right now, the Miami Dolphins are projected to have the third overall selection in the upcoming NFL draft. The Jets are number one. They're the only team that has not won a game yet. And the Tennessee Titans are number two, according to this system.
Alana, there's not some kind of system like it's an algorithm-based AI. You look at the records.
Well, no.
Well, I mean, no, but there's matchup, and like it's not just worst record because you could have the same worst record as someone else. Problem is, who's going to be making the pick?
You would have never heard his name before in your life. That would be my answer to that question.
Really?
Who, like, you think they're going to go get?
You don't think it could be like an established football mind?
No. Because you don't know GMs like that. Who knows the next great GM? Like, we know the...
Well, but like president of football operations types, Bill Belichick types. Not that I want him making draft picks because he had no success in New England, but...
I think it's going to be somebody that's, you know, one of them assistant GMs, some regional scout, player personnel guy, the next upcoming guy.
I was talking with Tobin yesterday and at the Red, White, and Pink game, And he said this on his show, so I'm not revealing any, you know, behind the curtain conversations. But he has this feeling like Chris Greer is not going anywhere. Like he genuinely has this feeling that Chris Greer is going to stick around and he'll be the general manager next season or this offseason. And that McDaniel's going to be, I don't think it's fair to call it a scapegoat because understandably so if he ends up getting canned with the record what it is, but that'll be the move from Stephen Ross. He's going to fire Mike McDaniel, and Chris Greer, he has a strong feeling, will be the general manager next season for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, listen, if you're doing it based on past performance, that would happen because that's the way Stephen Ross has operated with Chris Greer.
So now Chris Greer
is
on
the... I have believing it.
So Chris Greer is now going to be a part of hiring the new head coach and bringing in more players. I love Tobin, but I think that's totally incorrect.
I don't think it's the craziest idea in the world because Stephen Ross operates that way. He has operated that way.
Hawk, we just talked about if he wants to have one more run at this at his age – to be a part and to show that he has an established organization, he can't just keep beating his head against the wall with these same people.
But he likes Chris Greer. There's no question, right?
Yeah, I like people all the time, but that doesn't mean
they're good. I'm starting there, though. He likes Chris Greer.
Yes,
he's late in his tenure now as an NFL owner. He can't do this forever. And so he does have someone whom he likes and probably trusts. You build up a trust with someone over 10 years, 15 years. You just do if they're around that long. What if Chris Greer is with him in the office and he says, listen, the pieces are there. The players have not bought into Mike McDaniel. They haven't. I watch it. Hasn't happened. Remember, he's got Stephen Ross's ear. Yeah. And he's there. Maybe Tom Garfinkel's there. And you know Tom Garfinkel likes Chris Greer. And he says, they haven't bought in. It's why Jalen wanted out. It's why Calais wanted out. It's why Teron Armstead retired and didn't do it for another season. They haven't bought in. And Stephen Ross says, if I give you the budget to go get any head coach of your dream, you think we've got the right guys? Yes, I do, Mr. Ross. Is that so outlandish?
But he
I'm not saying that I want that to happen.
Yeah.
I'm saying, is that scenario, that conversation with Stephen Ross and Chris Greer in an office, that outlandish to believe that that could happen?
He's had what? How many? I know he hired Flores and he hired McDaniel. Who was before Flores?
It was Adam Gase, wasn't it?
Gase.
So he hired Gase, Flores, and McDaniel. Like, how many times do I have to have this conversation with you? Now, Gase probably fired himself. Everybody knew he was crazy. But with Flores, oh, he's not collaborative. Okay, so you went and found Gase. You went and found Flores. You went and found McDaniel. Let me give you a fourth chance to find this guy to make all these great players you bring in good.
Again, I'm not suggesting that it's the right choice. I'm just saying, doesn't it seem plausible that that conversation could happen?
That would exactly what you just said. Oh, that's Gase's thing. That would be Greer's retort when he's like, "Hey, we're terrible." 100%. Hey, you see, they don't respond well. They not responding well to McDaniel. That'll be his answer. But if I'm, like you said, if it's Garfinkel in the room with him, I would have to have a side note with Ross and say, "Hey, Ross, he's now hired three head coaches that don't work out. You want to give him a fourth chance? It might be a little higher than the head coach. I know that's your buddy. Know that's your friend. You can't do it. One of my buddies tried to cut my kid's hair, tried to cut Lil Chan's hair, the sides, and it was garbage. We're still friends. He's not touching my son's head again. Love him to death."
You said everybody knew Adam Gase was crazy, other than the New York Jets, of course. And this is so damn funny. So I just Googled Adam Gase just to kind of remind myself the process of where he came from the Bears. Dolphins end up making the playoffs first year. But when you Google Adam Gase, you open up the Wikipedia page. Look at the picture right at the top of Gase's Wikipedia page. That's the picture.
Yeah.
For those of you listening on FM, and if you're not driving, just Google Adam Gase, open up Wikipedia. It's his crazy eyes. I mean, that's messed up, isn't it? I mean, that's the picture. I mean,
what else do you think of with him? It was that press conference. He was trying to be so engaged, you know, but he overdid it. Wasn't his wheelhouse.
Hey, y'all. Pump your brakes on Gase slander because he still lives in South Florida.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've heard.
Oh, yeah, no. I know he does.
Yeah, I
see he's a very friendly guy. He's friends with a lot of guys I know. Super friendly guy.
Nice dude. And his sons are in the baseball circuit and stuff. So I see him out every now and again.
Yeah.
Those eyes still.
No.
A little bizarre.
And I hope he doesn't listen because y'all know what I do when I see him. Boy, you got a bad deal, boy.
You think he doesn't know? You think he doesn't know he had crazy eyes during that press conference? Of course he knows.
I'll ask him next time.
Ask him.
I'm not going to. I'm a people pleaser.
The Florida Panthers play tonight. They lost yesterday to the Red Wings, 4-1. We'll play the New Jersey Devils tonight at 7 p.m.
All right.
The Heat play their preseason finale tomorrow. Remember, they're 0-5 in preseason. They'll play the Memphis Grizzlies. History tells us that a lot of the starter / regular rotation players do not partake in the preseason finale. Now, that could change tomorrow, but that is typically what the Heat do under Eric Spoelstra's tenure.
What's the starting five? Did it change any?
For tomorrow or just in general?
Hey, big picture. Is Kalel in there yet, or he's just supposed to hate him?
No, Spo doesn't hate Kalel. I don't think he's going to start Kalel Ware. I don't. Oh,
he hates him.
I could be wrong. Game one is against the Orlando Magic, and they've got a lot of size in the front court, and they out-rebounded the Heat in two preseason games by an average of 20 rebounds. So maybe for that game, you go with Kalel, especially if Nico is still banged up. He's dealing with back soreness. I think he'll be fine for the opener. But no, I don't think Kalel Ware is going to be a regular starter.
Okay.
And Bam will be healthy for the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't even have him do an MRI. So that kind of gives you a heads up. Like, hey, he just maybe banged knees or little knee contusion. Right. Yeah, I would imagine he's going
to
be good.
Still another week, right?
Next Wednesday.
Who's guarding Blanco Ranchero?
Solana.
We better do something with that big old fella.
Solana and Jimmy are going to double.
If Adam Gase just had Jimmy's hat for that press conference, maybe he's still the head coach.
Never seen his eyes.
Never
seen his eyes.
That's another color?
He looks so good in these hats. Jimmy has found his thing, man. I'm a big believer in this. You find something that fits well, looks well, get it in every color. Jimmy went to Costco, find this Adidas hat, looks perfect on him. It is so perfect for his melon. He got it in every color, as he should have. He looks great.
Hats come in variety packs?
Got to get them all, man.
Yeah, like they weren't gonna. They weren't gonna restock, so I got them all.
Huh? Even if they are gonna restock, you got to get all the colors. Fits good, like you know. I'd get two of each color because those hats get ratty after a while.
I saw more colors on Amazon.
Excellent. Get as many as you can.
Get the medium build on. Get the large build.
No, it looks good, man. Whatever
this
those are.
It's too long.
Keep getting that? No, it's not.
No, this is large, extra large.
It's perfect. I don't ever want to see you without wearing one of those hats again.
Smalls on Sandlot.
No, he looks good, man.
It doesn't fit. Doesn't even go in right.
It's perfect. Don't listen to him. I'm telling you, you look as good and tough and badass as you have ever looked.
I know I look good.
I know you do.
Hat doesn't fit. You must have quit.
Well, then I quit because it fits.
Yeah. Huh.
The Dolphins injury report has just been released. we found out earlier Alec Ingold was back at practice today, but Elijah Campbell did not participate in Dolphins practice. Aaron Brewer, dealing with that pec issue, played last Sunday. He's limited for the second straight day. Darren Waller, hip/rest, limited for the second straight day, but Jordan Brooks, we know, is going to play. Cleared concussion protocol. He's back at practice. Excuse me, Tyrell Dodson, back at practice. Jordan Brooks with that neck injury, full participant today. And Dante Trader, full participant today at practice as well.
Should have been a full participant in Ladd McConkey's reception.
He talked to Barry Jackson, I think, about that. He said he couldn't sleep that night.
Like, I imagine he got embarrassed by Ladd McConkey, and then they win the game.
Hope he was tired taking that angle. He couldn't get no rest.
All right, guys, your weather.
The only person happy about that angle, besides all the Chargers, was Jalen Phillips, because it kind of gets him out of the heat.
Damn it. Oh, well, he missed a tackle.
Jalen Phillips.
Can't believe I got out of my grasp. Oh, the Trader's there. Trader's. Where's Trader?
Jalen Phillips is getting crushed on Twitter because there was a post on Instagram of him picking up, I think his wife or his girlfriend, his fiance, whatever, his significant other, picking her up and like holding her on his chest. And he's got a handful of buttocks, if you will. And people were saying, had he only held on to Justin Herbert with that much with that much tenacity, the Dolphins would have won the game. All right, guys, your weather sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Clouds have moved on by here in Southwest Miami-Dade. I know for the rest of South Florida, we've just got mid-80s. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. Rob Pizzola is going to join. Oh, let me give away the Twin Peaks gift card. I said I was going to do that. Who's your favorite player on the Bengals, Solana?
Whoever I can make the most money on.
What caller number do you want to take? We have a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. And if you don't win today, you'll have one more chance tomorrow. But let's give it away to caller number.
What number is Joe Flacco?
7?
16 on the Bengals.
16 on the Bengals. Caller 16, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 16 gets the $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. All right, Rob Pizzola has got some winners for us, hopefully in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Rob Pizzola is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a professional sports bettor based in the lovely nation of Canada, and he's also the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. You can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show, on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. And make sure you follow Rob on Twitter as well, at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing great. The Blue Jays are still in the playoffs and enjoying life. Starting to get cold, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Solana said you'd be in a good mood because of the Blue Jays. This Tua rushing over, so it's paid every week. Here's what I did this week, though. I forgot to bet it. I'm watching the Dolphins game. I had forgot to bet it, so I live bet it after the first quarter was down to a half yard. The opening line at the beginning of the game was 3.5 yards. This dude does not scramble till late in the game. Late in the game, it's almost – so I think that might be my strategy for this week because 4.5 seems like a too big a number.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually one of the smarter things I've heard you say, Mark. I mean, if you're going to get a better number at the end of the
– Let's call the segment. Let's call it.
Yeah, I think, like, if you're looking at certain players, their distribution is not equal over the course of the entire game. There's some players who are going to put up better numbers in the first half, some in the second half. So if you're consistently noticing he's not going to, you know, put his body on the line unless he really needs to late in the game, yeah, why not live bet it and get, you know, you save 3 yards on that bet. So I like that strategy. I think that was a pretty savvy move. I hate to give you credit for this kinds of stuff because then I know you're going to experiment more going forwards and who knows what that's going to lead to. But yeah, pretty savvy there, Mark.
You believe I'm a savvy gambler?
Oh, great. No, that's not what I said. No.
I feel like that's what you said.
It was a savvy move. If we're going to I tell my friends this all the time, right? Whenever they're on cloud nine, they've won a lot or they lost a lot, whatever it is. I always say, zoom out. Like, that's what I tell, like, relax. It's 1 week. We've bet for 20 years now and you don't win is what I tell my buddies. I don't hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be that to you, Mark, you know, zoom out a little bit every now and then. You got to come back down to earth.
Zoom out.
Well, all of us savvy gamblers zoom out every now and then just to do a reality check. Let me start with tonight's game. Steelers are 5-point favorites over the Bengals in Cincy.
Okay, so I don't love this game. I bet a little bit of over earlier in the week, but I can't advocate for it now. I only bet the over because I thought Trey Hendrickson wouldn't play in this game, and I think he's just extremely crucial for the Bengals. They're just not a team that generates much pressure on defense. You bring out their best pass rusher, all of a sudden, what do they do against this Steelers offense? I mean, Pittsburgh's getting the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands very quickly. They're finding guys in space. They pick up a lot of yards after catch, and the Bengals don't tackle all that well. So I don't love the matchup for Cincinnati in this particular game. If they're going to cover the spread, I think it has to be on the back of Flacco, who played honestly fairly well last week against Green Bay. Not bad in this offense, considering you know, the complete package of him getting traded midweek, not having a lot of time to practice. So I don't love side or total, but I'm jealous now, Mark, that you're the king of quarterback rush yards. So I've gone out in this game and I've played that prop on both quarterbacks.
What did I say earlier? Did I say that earlier in the show? I was going to parlay both of them at a half yard.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to you. You can get excited because I like the over on Joe Flacco, but I like the under half yard on Aaron Rodgers. Part of it is because Pittsburgh's more likely to win the game, in which case you have Aaron Rodgers' potential kneel outs at the end of the game. But also, Joe Flacco runs quarterback sneaks. If you've gone through the entire year, last year, if they need a quick yard, he'll hurry them to the line. He'll run a sneak. Aaron Rodgers will do whatever it takes not to run a sneak at this point in his career. And because there's going to be no pressure from the Cincy front, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the move all that much in this game. I think he takes his three-step drops, gets the ball out quick like he's usually done. So I played Flacco over, Rodgers under. You guys are lucky at Hard Rock has the best prices on both of these guys. The Flacco over is plus 140 on a half yard, and Rodgers is plus 100 on the under. So you win one or two, and you at least break even. I think those are both good looks.
Oh, this is exciting. Now I can't even watch the Panthers game. I just got to watch Joe Flacco take off. This is tremendous. I'm very excited about this. Although I've never bet an under in my life, so I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to hit that tab. I don't know. Just no fun. How about the Panthers tonight? Panthers and Devils in New Jersey. I think the Panthers were dogs. I don't even know if Bobrovsky's in net tonight, now that I'm saying it.
Yeah, not confirmed yet. Florida hasn't been playing well lately, and they, even though we're kind of later into the year now, or at least a few games, this is New Jersey's home opener, so they get like a bit of a bump for being at home here. I'm actually going to go back to another prop. It seems like, Mark, you like to eat, you eat these up whenever I give out props on the show. I don't like the side or the total in the game altogether, but one particular thing I find with teams when they're struggling to score, which is what's going on with Florida on this road trip right now, is they kind of go back to basics and they try to get their defense more involved with taking shots from the point, get some lucky ones, so to speak. I played Gustav Forsling over 1.5 shots on goal tonight. And somebody might look at his season this year and be like, well, he hasn't got a shot in three straight games. Part of the reason why Florida's struggling is they're not getting contributions out of their defense right now. And I think that'll be more of a point of emphasis for tonight's game. When you're missing guys like Tkachuk, Barkov, you know, everyone in the lineup has to produce a little bit more, especially in these road games, try to get some ugly shots at net. So it's kind of an angle I've liked to play for a long time. Take defensemen who are getting a lot of minutes, and Forsling, is averaging like 23 minutes a game right now. I'll play his over 1.5 shots on goal.
I like that. I'm the king of Seth Jones shots on goal over. I don't know why, but I'll go Forsling. And it's Tarasov, it looks like, because the Hard Rock Bet app has Tarasov props up, so I'm assuming that it's going to be him in net. How about the Dolphins on Sunday? Go over to the Dolphins game on Sunday. They are 2.5-point underdogs at Cleveland. It is difficult to talk about your team being an underdog against Cleveland, but here we are. What do you like in that game?
Yeah, life comes at you really fast sometimes, right? All of a sudden, you know, you're competing for the playoffs a couple years ago, and then you're underdogs at Dylan Gabriel and the Cleveland Browns. It's really challenging to bet this game. Part of the reason why is that there's potentially really, really bad weather for this, or it might just pass altogether. So you've seen the total been bet down in this game to 37.5. That's people speculating on what the weather could look like, which is possible 30-mile-an-hour plus winds in this game. That'll affect downfield passing. That affects the kicking game altogether. So for me, until that clears up, I don't really know what to do with this game. Subjectively, I think if it turns into a game where both teams are having to run the ball a little bit more, I would favor Cleveland in that spot. Miami's run defense has been pretty bad this year. Ever since Judkins came in for Cleveland, they've been much better running the ball, but it's a really tough game to read. I think you could probably like get a little bit exotic here with some ways that you would play this if it's really bad weather. So one of the situations I like to play whenever it's inclement weather games, rain and wind, is quarterbacks to score touchdowns, and Dylan Gabriel right now is plus 850 anytime touchdown. You asked for one off the top. I'm giving you the wrong team here, Mark. But he's pretty mobile. He can get out of the pocket. That's why they went to him instead of Flacco. So plus 850 anytime touchdown for him. You could also just start looking at receiver yardage props and play those guys under as well, because the lack of the downfield passing game hurts the ability to get those chunk plays. Now, some of the receivers been adjusted down a little bit. I think Jerry Jeudy for Cleveland was still in the upper 30s as well, 38.5. I played a little bit of him under, but I'm kind of approaching this a little bit more cautiously. Wait until the weekend, see what the forecast turns out to be. But if it's ugly, you could find yourself a lot of props in this type of game where, you know, maybe rushing is a little bit underpriced because, you know, what happens when you can't throw the ball downfield? Well, you hand the ball off a little bit more in those types of games.
But you wouldn't try to beat the line by putting in a weather-related bet on a Thursday for a Sunday game.
So I will say that I try to beat that if I feel pretty confidently about it. So there's some times where it's going to get really competitive. I mean, it would be, the amount of times I check weather reports, people would think I have a sickness, the amount of times I'm refreshing weather pages over here, because it is competitive in market every now and then. So if I get an inkling that it's probably going to be like this, I'll start firing on it right away. But you don't have to do that. You can oftentimes just wait a little bit longer to get better information.
All right. Finally, how about the Hurricanes tomorrow night? We've got a Friday night Hurricanes game at Hard Rock Stadium. Canes are 13.5-point favorites over unranked Louisville.
Yeah, so I don't want to claim to be a college football expert or anything like that this year. I'm betting less college than ever, but I still talk with people who send plays through me. You know, I keep up with what's going on. There's a lot of people who are betting the under in this game tomorrow. It's at 50.5. I personally wouldn't rush to hit that right now because 51 is kind of like a key number. You're better off just waiting potentially for it to hit that number. But when you look at Louisville, they can't run the football. And that's going to create a lot of problems for them against Miami's defensive line, which is elite, both in the running game because they're not going to be able to get anything on the ground, and then the passing game because that puts more leverage on these third down situations, allows Miami's defensive line to tee off. So I think when you're just looking at game script in this game, you have one team that's roughly a 2-touchdown favorite. They're likely to get ahead and then try to sit on that lead, basically run it out, force Louisville to make mistakes. Louisville's made a lot of mistakes this year. They've turned it over once in every single game. So it's more of like a game script and pace type of thing where I think a lot of people are looking towards the under here. Also, both teams coming off a bye. And traditionally, when your offense is humming and you get that bye week, it actually hurts you a little bit to have that week off and defense prevails, at least in the early going. So not something crazy or anything. I haven't bet it. I'm kind of waiting. I have alerts set for 51, but I'm going to tail on the under in this game.
And Rob, more general like gambling question for you personally as a professional. This time of year, you have ALCS, you have hockey starting, middle of football, you're college and NFL. Do you have to do you bet on anything you have an angle on, or do you concentrate like baseball is going to be more serious now, or I know more about football, I have a bigger sample size, or you can't bet on every sport every night?
I'll just be honest with you, Crowder. It depends on my mood. And some years, like in past years, I'd be able to handle the entire workload all at once. And I would work really hard and I'd spend 12, 14 hours a day at my desk and I'd bet everything. Now I'm at a point where I don't really want to do that. So I prioritize. So NFL gets the majority of my attention. Hockey just started. It gets a little bit of my attention. Once NBA starts, I bet a lot of NBA player props. That'll come into the mix. But I can no longer do it all at once. I'm in my late 30s. I'm married. I got priorities around the house. I just cannot be around all the time. Different pros might do that, though. You know, some people just, they just bet as much as humanly possible. And if they have an edge, they'll fire on it. For me, it's more about keeping my sanity, I guess. And yeah, so it's tough when it all overlaps. This is the busiest time of year, but I stick to what I'm really good at, which is NFL, NHL at this time. And the rest kind of just becomes, you know, If I have something good, I'll bet it, but I'm not going crazy with it.
Rob, I just wanted to wish you a belated happy Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I saw the picture of your spread. Looks fantastic. I can't say the same about your shirt. That's questionable to wear to a dinner, but your spread looks fantastic.
That's what's called style, Solana. I know you haven't seen what style is before, but that's a nice Thanksgiving themed shirt, little orange and navy tones. You got brown pants, brown belt. It's just a classic Thanksgiving getup right there, man. I mean, I don't wear a Uruguay national jersey to my Thanksgivings, you know?
Listen, you should have seen Solana's shirt on Monday. He shouldn't be mentioning shirts ever on this show. Thanksgiving. My wife works for a Canadian company, and she says that the Canadians, they get ripped off because, you know, we get Thursday and Friday and then the weekend, and the Canadians, they just get Monday, and then you're right back to work on Tuesday.
That is true. However, most people completely mail it in on the Friday as well. Mm. So, you know, like a lot of people work a half day. They don't show up for work. It's not really a holiday, but it kind of becomes one, and has become one over the year. But she's right. It's only technically 3 days, but a lot of employers will give the Friday off, take a half day, stuff like that. So, but I personally enjoy both. That's one of the beauties of betting NFL football in America. I'm working on Thanksgiving, and working in quotations for those listening on radio, you know, working. But I'm watching the games. I've always taken it off.
Do you do an American Thanksgiving on that Thursday? Do you do turkey and all that stuff?
I do turkey for my own, for Canadian. I actually do a glazed ham on American Thanksgiving every year. I'm not big on. I think to each their own. You might love turkey. I think turkey is very overrated. People are always telling me, well, you know, you haven't tried your turkey this way. You got to deep fry it. You got to, you know, you got to spatchcock it or whatever, like the preparation. I'm like, you know what? I've tried a million types of turkey before. It's fine. I'll eat it, you know, but it's nothing special. Glazed ham, like that gets me excited. I don't eat it very often. Once a year, it's unique. It's got some flavor. So that's I really preferred American Thanksgiving on my end.
You know what I did, Crowder, last year? I swore off turkey for Thanksgiving. That was our first Thanksgiving without turkey and stuffing. It's overrated. I'm with Pizzola on that one. What did we do last year for Thanksgiving?
Lasagna or something.
You ordered Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I think we had ribs.
I think that was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, didn't you get Flanagan's for
no, because last year was the first year that we didn't do Thanksgiving. The other year, I talked about it, but I couldn't pull the trigger on it. But finally, last year, I pulled the trigger on it.
Finally pulled the trigger on doing Thanksgiving. Yeah,
wasn't memorable. Clearly, though, Rob. I mean, can you remember what he ate?
But I don't think it's just Thanksgiving. I think that's an age thing, Solana. I think
every year she's slaving away over this turkey and the stuffing and the green bean casserole. And then my son and I, we sit down and no one really likes it that much. It's like it's not worth the effort that she puts into. So I was like, let's just order in somewhere and get something that we all enjoy.
That's a tough conversation when you're telling the wife that you don't enjoy her food. You know, on the holiday, but
you haven't had her food. It's not that tough.
Some people might look at it as a positive and be like, hey, Mark's looking out for her. He doesn't want her to cook, 6 hours of the day. It depends on how you look at it, I guess.
You try eating that dry turkey year after year after year. Just easy. Anyway, Rob Pizzola, the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. Watch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show on YouTube and all major podcast platforms. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. I know you've got to go, so whenever you want to sign off, you're welcome to. He liked the over earlier in the week. He doesn't really love it now, but he does like the Aaron Rodgers rushing under, Joe Flacco rushing over. Tomorrow night, Hurricanes, he's watching for that total to get to 51. We'll play it under 51 if it gets there. Panthers, Devils tonight, Gustav Forsling over 1.5 shots on goal. And Dolphins game, how about Dylan Gabriel? Anytime touchdown, little flyer on that.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.